Continue reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 5th, chapter 14th, The Forest of Enjoyment. Excuse me. Text number 37th. Okay, so just myself, I will recite the verse and go for the word meanings. Evam vitta vyati shanga vivraddha vairana bandho api purva vasanaya mitha udvatyatha pavahati. Evam, in this way, vitta vyati shanga, because of the monetary transactions, vivraddha, increased, vaira anubandhaha, having relationships of enmity, api, although, purva vasanaya, by the fructifying results of previous impious activities, mithaha, with each other, udvahati, become united by means of marriage of sons and daughters, atha, thereafter, apavahati, they give up the marriage or get a divorce. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Although people may be enemies, in order to fulfill their desires again and again, they sometimes get married. Sometimes they get married. Not always. Unfortunately, these marriages do not last very long, and people involved are separated again by divorce or other means. Purport. As stated previously, very conditioned soul has the propensity to cheat even in marriage. Everywhere in this material world, one conditioned soul is envious of another. Ginger? For the time being, people may remain friends, but eventually they become enemies again and fight over money. Sometimes they marry and then separate by divorce or other means. On the whole, unity is never permanent. Due to the cheating propensity, both parties always remain envious. Even in Krishna consciousness, separation and enmity take place due to the prominence of material propensities. Although people, translation again, although people may be enemies, in order to fulfill their desires again and again, they sometimes get married. And unfortunately, these marriages do not last very long, and people involved are separated again by divorce and other means. So this is Shukadeva Goswami speaking. Yes? He's the one. Shukadeva Goswami is the one speaking. Although not married or anything of that sort. He seems to know a lot of things. Or in fact, everything he knows. That's why he's on the microphone. He has a mic. Or he at least has a seat. And as authority, he's speaking. Yeah, he's equipped with the paravidya and aparavidya. He knows. Knowledge he has, and he knows also ignorance. He's knower of the ignorance. But he knows how people ignore, and they become ignorant. And then they act, they behave this way and that way. So he's a social scientist, talking about the society and families and relationships and the marriages. And so his analysis is correct one. It's based on the knowledge. He's knower of the facts. He knows how things function in this material world. He also knows how things function in the spiritual world. He knows what works. He knows what does not work. Yeah, he knows the nature of the soul in both the states, soul, purified soul, the pure, devoted soul, and then the conditioned soul, conditioned by three modes of material nature, that conditioned soul, how that functions, or he knows the enemies of the conditioned soul. He knows about calm. He knows how calm is transformed into krodh, and then comes lobh. He knows kamesha krodhesha rajoguna samudbhavaha. That ABC that Lord is talking about in Bhagavad Gita is knower of that truth. From passion, rajoguna samudbhavaha. When there's a rajogun, the passion, there comes the kama esha, krodha esha. Excuse me. And then what happens? Kama, krodha, and the lobe, the greed, the money that is talked about here also. The greedy or money. And how people, including families or even wife and husband, fight over the wealth, fight over the money. And that money could become the cause of the, not just friction, but eventually separation, breakdown of the relationships over the money matters. And more money matters or the calm matters. Calm matters. And of course, you could enjoy calm because with the help of money, you know, money. Divacharthi haya rajan kutumba bharanenava. As soon as, in fact, Sukadeva Goswami had started his discourse on Bhagavatam, the second canto, first chapter, this is where he begins speaking. In the first canto, Sukadeva Goswami does not speak. Srimad Bhagavatam, recited by Sukadeva Goswami, begins in the second canto. So as soon as he finished with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, what does he talk about? He talks about these family matters. And he talks of those kind of, well, families or graha medhis. In fact, he's talking about graha medhis. Vyavaena chavavayaha. They uselessly waste their night times in eating and in sleeping and sex. This is the very first statement, one of the first statements that Sukadeva Goswami talks about. Divacharthe haya rajan. And as soon as sun rises in the east, diva means the daytime. Divacharthe haya rajan kutumba bharane nava. And as soon as the sun rises, where is money? Where is money? Divacharthe haya rajan. Kutumba bharane nava. For maintenance of the family, as soon as sun rises, immediately the money matters becomes the concern, becomes the topic. Radha Gopinath ki. So as Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, as previously mentioned, every conditioned soul has propensity to cheat even in marriage. And everywhere in this material world, one conditioned soul is envious of another. For the time being, people may remain friends, but eventually they become enemies again and fight over money. So talking of the forest of enjoyment or forest and the enjoyment in there. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was once in the forest called Jharkhand Forest. And he was chanting and dancing as usual, or always chanting, always dancing, always. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. She was performing kirtan in Nadia prior to coming to Jharkhand Forest. And there early morning, he would get up, gather his devotees, and chant, Udilo Aruna Purababhage, Dvijamani Gauramani Jage, Bhakata Samuha Laiya Sathe, Gela Nagara Braje. He would gather all the devotees in big numbers, and he would sing and dance with those devotees. Thathai thathai baje lakhol, ghana ghana tahe jhanje re rol. And there's a nice mridanga being played, and the karthals. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading that kirtan procession. Preme dhala dhala sonar anga charane Nupura Bhaje. And Mahaprabhu, with his arms raised, Bahutule, raised arms, and Preme Dhala Dhala Sonar Anga, and he's dancing. His golden body is dancing while Charane Nupura Bhaje. There's tinkling or jingling of the bells which are around his ankles. Those drum players must be playing. There are 108 mridangas in that kirtan. In the middle of that, you could also hear the little tinkling, little jingling of the bells. Mridanga players are not drowning the whole show. So out loud that you can't hear, even Hare Krishna you can't hear. They forget the tinkling and jingling of the bells. Everything is so melodious, and singing and drum playing and the dancing. Mahaprabhu is dancing. And So that kirtan in Navadvip, that happened every single day, every single morning. That was, and that is like a, not like, that is a Nitya Leela of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now in Prakat Leela, he has come to Jharkhand Forest, and he continues to sing and chant and dance. Of course, there are no mridanga players in the forest, and no other instruments, and no devotees. There are only animals in the forest. The tigers, lots of them, they're still sleeping, and he's, hey, wake up! Wake up call, Mahaprabhu. Is Jeev Jago, and the tiger is like, oh, what? Who are you? And as Mahaprabhu gives a wake-up call, the tiger jumps and begins dancing also. And then comes the deer, and also singing and dancing next to each other. There's a tiger, and next to him is a deer. They are rubbing shoulders. Normally, the deers are very scared of even human beings. They are scared of. As soon as they see human beings, they run away. Then what to speak of the tigers? But here, so many animals. Birds are also up there, flying and singing and dancing. And on the ground, the ground reality was that deer and the tigers, they were mingling and dancing and chanting. And what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was watching that scene. He was highly pleased to see different animals of different varieties of species there together with the rays there, the four legs, limbs raised, and they're dancing. At one point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed that deer and tiger, they were embracing each other. And as he continued to watch, he noticed that they were kissing each other. The deer and tiger, they're kissing each other. This is alingan and chumban. These are the words used in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Alingan means embrace, and chumban is chumban. So they're kissing. They're embracing and kissing each other. And at that moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt, oh, this is Vrindavan. I have reached Vrindavan. Although he was on the way to Vrindavan, and Jharkhand forest is only halfway through to his destination, Vrindavan. But in that Jharkhand forest, when he saw this kind of consciousness, this kind of loving dealings, no enmity, no envy, and there's only priti lakshanam, the symptoms of love and affection even amongst the animals there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, this is Vrindavan. I have reached Vrindavan. So there's talk of envy and hatred. Every conditioned soul has propensity to cheat. And there's envy. The animals have lots of envy, and all that they do is but to cheat each other, or beat each other, or kill each other in that forest. There's also a word here that says, Purva Vasanaya. By fructifying the results of previous impious activities, person acts this way or that way because he is influenced by the previous activities of this life or the previous lives. So one time, the human being this time was previously animal also. So those tendencies, those propensities, he still carries through. Even if he has a human birth, he is still influenced, still conditioned by those animal propensities, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's the that we always talk about. The other attitudes and propensities of animals are there, even as one takes to to the human form of life. Samskarad bhaved vijaha. Janmana jayate shudraha. The person, by his birth, he is shudra, low-born, or is, the terms in the shastra is called manushya prani. Manushya, human being, and prani is animal. The human animal. Although he is human being, he is still animal of a sort, or to some degree, he is still animal. He has tendencies, he has attitudes, his values are like animal. So then what to do? Samskarat bhavet dvijaha. Then as he undergoes samskaras, the purificatory processes, then he becomes dvija. He takes his second birth. A Brahmin or purified, refined person he becomes as he undergoes different samskaras. And, of course, in this age of Kali, the main samskar is, the main mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This, as one goes through this chanting and hearing, as we just were taking a look at what happened in the Jharkhand forest, they were full-fledged animals. But as even they chanted Hare Krishna and they were no more animals. Although they still had bodies like animals, but they were acting in a very loving dealings, or no envy, no hatred, on a pure spiritual platform. So, so the very basis of this material world is, in fact, dvandva mohena bharata. Dvandva and moha, or icchā dvesha samuttena, dvandva mohena bharata, Lord says. Icha and dvesh, these are foundational principles. Material existence is, basis of material existence is icha and dvesh. The desire and hatred. Icha, dvesh, desire and hatred. And dvandva, the duality, caught up. The conditioned soul caught up in this duality, of dual nature. Of all varieties, rich and poor, and black and white, and man and woman, and resident and foreigner, and the whole world is, in fact, full of this and that, day and night, and what, the morning and everything has a counterpart. Everything has a counterpart. There are the two, this and that. What else could you say? There's so many. Everything is like that. Heat and cold. Shita, Ushna, Sukh and Dukh, happiness and distress, honor and dishonor. So this is what this world comes into being or existence based on this Icha Dvesha Samuthena Dvandva Dvandva, these two things. Birth and death and like that. And moha, illusion. So then, Lord again in Bhagavad Gita says, Yadrucha Labha Santushto. He's talking about his devotee. Yadrucha Labha Santushto Dvandva Tito Vimatsaraha. Oh, that is my devotee. Yadrucha Labha Santushto. Oh. Well, whatever comes his way, or he has acquired by some the legitimate means, or whatever are his basic needs, tena tyaktena bhunjita, he is just satisfied with his quota, with his basic need. Yadricha, labha means gain. Yat icha, by his desire, whatever is gained, santushta, is satisfied. Dvandva tito vimatsaraha. And then here Lord says, then that person, dvandva atit, he transcends this dvandva. He goes beyond this happiness and distress and black and white and man and woman and rich and poor and birth and death. This dvandva tito. He transcends this dvandva. As is advice in throughout the Shastras and in Bhagavad Gita, or Lord Krishna says, Sukhe Dukhe Same Kritva Labha Labho Jaya Jayo. Loss and gain, this is material world. Honor and dishonor, that is material world. Victory and defeat, that is material world. So this world of victory and defeat, loss and gain, happiness and distress, in the middle of this, all this, so this is what the forest of enjoyment is there. But you're trying to enjoy, but you end up suffering. It's not only enjoyment. And anyway, although some varnashram or the social, the marriage and family, that's being talked about, how even that does not work successfully. There are always failures and the marriages break up, and over money or divorces, they go for that. So that's being talked about in this section, the forest of enjoyment. But ultimately, it's not supposed to be working relations in this world. We try to do the best use of the bad bargain. And anyway, if you are a devotee, in fact, the relations, wife-husband relations, would last longer, or there are different principles, different values. As a member of the civilized human race, if you have to belong to one of the varnas or ashrams, then you in fact you are a human being. You have nothing to do with any of these varnas or ashrams, then you are looking like a human being, vipad pashu, the two-legged animal. You're still animal. You become eligible to be designated as a human being or civilized human being when you belong to one of the varnas or ashrams. Okay, if you're not ready for sannyasa ashram, go for the grahastha ashram. You should belong to one of the ashrams. But you have nothing to do with any of these ashrams then. No, so this varna ashram, this is also samskaras. This is also process, purificatory process, step by step. The world of relationships. So at one level, the relationship with the wife and husband and children and the family. There's a body, so we go through this varnashram. But of course, ultimately our relationship is with the Lord. And the whole relation, well, the spiritual life begins with the sammandh jnana. And sammandh, the first sammandh, the basic eternal sammandh is with the Lord. And the Lord in the center, that's the principal relationship. Then we have several other relationships in this world as we have body and we are going through this varnashram and there are different obligations and different relationships that we go through, but the ultimate and the principal relationship is with the Lord, and that has to be understood. Even one devotee wrote a book called the third partner in the third order, the first partner in the marriage. It's not just a wife, just me and my wife, that's all. There's another partner in your marriage, married life, and that is the relationship with Krishna. Krishna in the center, wife has a relationship with Krishna, husband has relationship with Krishna, and I think with Krishna in the center, then this bad bargain, one could make a best use of this bad bargain. Material body itself is a bad bargain, and then other relationships for the marriage, wife-husband relationship is also some kind of, it's not an eternal bargain. It is something here and now in this world. But one makes the best use of that bargain or that relationship by keeping Krishna again in the center. And then that relationship of wife-husband would last longer, last for whole life as part of varnashram. The wife is known, she's called Pativrata. The wife takes vow, and that vow is called pativrat. As the brahmacharis have, they are brahmacharya vrat. In each ashram there are different vrat, different vows. So the wife, she takes a vrat, pativrat. My husband, being obedient, serving him, cooperating with him, well, she takes a vow. As Sri Ram also had, he also had taken a vrat. His vow was, he was known for ek patni vrat. Ek patni, one wife. That was his vow. So when Shurpanakha had come, and propose, forget that Sita. Look at me, the masterpiece of beauty. Ram said, get lost. And then Ravan had come and kidnapped Sita. Sita was searching for Sita everywhere, looking for Sita. Where are you, Sita? Now what he had to go through, he did not even know whereabouts, whether she is living or dead. But he did not forget and did not stop till his goal was reached of reuniting with Sita again. So he could have very easily gave up that search and found another one very easily. He was handsome, he was beautiful, he was what not, he was wealthy, he was this. But no. So he also had taken breath. Sri Ram is setting example. Maryada Purushottam. Sri Krishna is Leela Purushottam. Sri Ram is Maryada Purushottam. You cannot follow example of Sri Krishna. He married 16,108 wives. That, and they were all happy with him also. Narad Muni had gone around checking out, and he visited every single home to find out whether someone is not happy or somewhere there's some divorce plan. But that wasn't the case. So that's Sri Krishna. But Sri Ram, something, his examples, you could follow. So Ram, and that fellow, Ravan was trying to exploit, and enjoy, but there was no scope for that. She was sold out to Sri Ram. No. So she always kept Ravan at a distance. So these examples are there. When Hanuman comes and says, please, let's go. I could bring you to Sri Ram. How? He says, climb up on my shoulder. No. I touch another man. I climb up on another man's shoulder. No. You go. Let my husband come personally to get me. So she could have gone for that option, getting on the shoulders of Hanuman and quickly going, but she's following principles. No, no. This is against the principles. So there are all these set of values and system and samskaras are there, and so this way the marriage is last long. Or one lifetime or for the good people, civilized people, ladies and gentlemen, governed by the principles, sticking to the principles. And not being part of that, you know, the forest of enjoyment scene. We want to be part of that scene, of the enjoyment scene in that forest, then these things won't work out, these relationships of wife, husband, marriage, and that's, they're breaking apart at every moment. There are so many. It's to be very rare in India, this breaking of marriages or divorces. But as the spirit of enjoyment is on rise, even in India, as India is imitating the West and Western culture and Western lifestyle and values. Yeah, we heard that every month there are some 700 families are running to the court in Delhi. Something that was unheard of or such a rare thing. Someone, somewhere, family, wife, husband, relationship is not working out and the divorce. But as the spirit of enjoyment, and with that comes the cheating propensity and the exploitation and the envy and enmity in between the human beings, including between wife and husband. This enmity, enmity and envy and hatred and all this. As the spirit of enjoyment and the lust is on rise, and as when this year began, 2012, end of previous year, 2011, December. Around that time, people write different comments or the future of the world. This year was like this, and next one could be like this. There are a lot of the thinkers. They write, do a lot of writings. So one article that was talking that some 100 years from now, what would be the world like? Someone did some imagination based on the trends, kind of progress, in fact, regress that world is making. So what would be the world like 100 years from now in relationship with this marriage, which is a topic here, and the breaking of the marriages and divorces? Something new would crop up 100 years from now. When wife and husband, they would enter into the marriage relationship, they will sign a contract. Because the married for the life, this person as my husband or this person as my wife for rest of life, this is a big commitment. I cannot commit for whole life. So at the time of marriage, they'll be signing contracts. Okay, we are getting married, but for 7 years. I'll be married for 7 years with you. And they'll be signing treaties like that. And then I'll be free to choose my the future or the path or the partner. So even before entering into the marriageal relationship, there will be understanding, memorandum of understanding. They'll sign MOU. You understand? Let's have understanding. We'll be married for 5 years or 7 years, and then another marriage, another contract for 3 years, and another contract for 1.5 years, and like that. So someone is predicting that some 100 years from now, there would be seen like this. And this is because of this, the enjoying spirit, or in fact the human beings would become more conditioned and more governed by this passion. The passion, and then comes the fashion, and then comes the whole, the spirit of enjoyment. Just recently, one of my disciples, was a brahmachari, some 40 years old, from America. Then he received the marriage invitation from his father, who was getting married. The father was getting married. This was, I think, fifth or sixth marriage. In his 70s, the gentleman is getting married, and he sends invitation cards to his brahmachari son. Please come attend my fifth marriage. So, mm-hmm. And in relationship with Krishna, I mean, we are all married to Krishna. Our ultimate marriage is with Krishna. Krishna is Purush, and all the living entities, souls are Stri or woman. Prakriti is Purusha, we are Prakriti. And we are meant for his enjoyment. So, by turning our backs towards him and coming to this existence, we already have kind of gone for divorce. So if we could rectify that and marry again with the Lord, you marry Krishna. You marry Krishna. I said, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj said to me, you marry Krishna. In early days of my ISKCON life, there at one time there was a proposal of marriage, me getting married. It was arranged marriage by a temple president. I think I was just 1-2 years, and then the girl, she was also a devotee, initiated disciple, staying in the ashram. So her parents came and kidnapped her just a few days before the marriage. So I was wondering then why bad things happen to good people like me. So I was a bit down for some time. And then my GBC and sannyasi, Tamal Krishna Goswami, he sat down with me and said, you marry Krishna. I said, you marry Krishna. You forget all other marriages. So, in fact, not just I have to marry Krishna, but all the devotees, all the wives of whosoever wives they are, or husbands, they all, as spirit souls, we all have to marry Krishna. Or we already have a husband, there's our master, there's Sri Krishna. We should work on that. So we have left him, left Sri Krishna, and we're trying to enjoy without him in this forest of material existence. So in fact, no other relationship would really not work, although Varnashram and we try to make it work, or we take that as a means to Varnashram is means, or even married life is a means to achieve the goal of gaining Krishna again, or marrying Krishna again, or accepting Krishna as our master again. Purushottam, Purush again. So while doing that again, if you go for demigod worship, then you're also like a prostitute. You're not going for your master, but you're prapadyante anya devata, Krishna. They surrender unto others, prapadyante anya devata. They surrender to other demigods. Why? Kamaistaistairritagyana prapadyante anya devata. Because the kam, the lust, is so lusty. Lust is of various kind. Lust, all desires, kams, termed as lust, kam. Atmendriya priti, vancha, tarabali kam. So, to gratifying our own senses, the spirit of enjoyment, this is described as the lust, kam. Krishnendriya priti, vancha, tarbali, dharenam prem, and that is prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes or defines what is kam, what is prem, what is lust, what is love. The love is most misunderstood thing in this world. Love is not understood. Love is divine. Love is spiritual. Love is eternal. Love is between soul and the Supreme Soul. That is love. That dealing, loving dealings, everything else is lust. It's gratifying. So that's why Prabhupada, Purush means the enjoyer. So even woman, when woman has a spirit of enjoyment, she is a man, or she takes the role of Purusha. And they both try to. Although there's a body of man, woman, male, female. But when there's a spirit of enjoyment, I want to enjoy. It's for me. Self-centered and my. Then there's a competition, and then there's an enmity, and then there's a friction, and then there is breakdown. So that's over the lust. So lust or calm divides, and love unites, in fact. So far there's a lust. It always will go on dividing. A lust which is a product of passion. Passion divides. Goodness unites. And pure mode of goodness eternally, forever unites. Permanent union is possible only on the Shuddha Sattva, the pure mode of goodness. As soon as there's a mundane passion, always competition and there's a division, divide and rule. The conditions all governed by the passion divides and breaks into whatever countries or family. And eventually individualism. I care for myself more than anyone else. Not even husband I care for. I don't care for wife. I care for myself. Self-centered. Governed by the passion, then that's the end of the unity. Or when there's a breakdown. Okay, what else you would like to say? Any thoughts? Comments, questions? bad sense. Well, independently enjoying. So that's bad. Enjoying in relationship with the Lord. And the Lord also stays in Vrindavan forest. And there's lots of enjoyment. Iti driksvalila bhira ananda kunde swaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. In the forest of Vrindavan, Lord performs so many pastimes that includes the residents of Vrindavan. And they're drowned in the lakes of enjoyment. So Krishna enjoys and devotees enjoy directly in relationship with the Lord, lots of enjoyment. So that is not talked here. This forest is forest of material existence and the forest of enjoyment, material enjoyment. Not against enjoyment, but people, they don't know how to enjoy. What? Yeah. Yeah, the example of when you are, when the birds are flying in the sky, they can't really, each one has to fly on its own strength. Others can't really help. Only there are many aircrafts, each captain has to fly his own aircraft. He has to help himself, and others won't be able to help him out up in the sky. Yeah, so we had to help ourselves. So doing, you will end up helping others, serving others. As one will help himself and making advancement by making progress in Krishna consciousness, what happens is you develop the compassion, the kindness will arouse in you, and then you will be compelled to help others, serve others, and you can't really isolate yourself from rest of the world. You are still in the world, integral part of that world. But when you are asked, or take it that way, that chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You will have to chant Hare Krishna, right? Could others chant Hare Krishna for you? So that's helping yourself. Chant Hare Krishna. So. One person was, oh, how is your sadhana? How is your sadhana? How is your spiritual life? That person, oh, I have spiritual master. I have spiritual master. I have accepted spiritual master. Fine, you have spiritual master, but he has asked you to do something. You do this, chant Hare Krishna, follow regular dhimmi principles. Or, you know, associate with the devotees, or honor prasad, or... So who is going to do that for you? Who is going to... So I think that's helping yourself. But so you will, as you move, and you will help others also. You'll serve others. Yeah, I mean the we are not like those yogis, you know. 1K, one yogi, 1K, one yogi, one is meditating in that cave. This was thing of the past. In Satya Yuga, you had to be by yourself to become free from all distractions and to become fully concentrated. You know, you can't have nobody around. Not even another meditator, no. Go another cave. This space is for myself. So that will not work in this age. One time Prabhupada said, I'm by myself, Srila Prabhupada in Hawaii. I'm on my own. But Prabhupada said, this is hallucination. On your own, and you will survive in Krishna consciousness, as not in this age of Kali. That is why this is called the Sankirtan, is congregational chanting. Not only Kirtan, but Sankirtan, congregation. So more the merrier. So you are with the devotees, or in the midst of the devotees, and then becomes easier to help yourself, serve yourself, take care of yourself. First understand yourself, who you are, and then take care of that self. Don't take care of the body and the senses. Take care of the self. Take care of yourself. Everyone says, the parents say, everyone says, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. But no one tells you who you are that is to be taken care of. So understand the self and take care of that self. For then you're not going to take care of yourself somewhere in the cave or by yourself. In remote, that will not work. You have to be part of the devotees around, in the middle of community of devotees, or connected with the practitioners of Krishna consciousness. If you are around them, with them, in the middle of them, then it becomes much easier of taking care of yourself and taking care of others also, which comes naturally. Yesterday we were talking, when you go to Kumbh Mela, where millions of people come there, and their goal is, why do people go to Kumbh Mela? Their goal is to take bath, holy dip, at the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, that is in Allahabad, Prayag. So when people come out of the train stations or bus stations, they don't even have to ask, oh, which way is the bathing ghat? You know, this is Kumbh Mela time and everyone is here to go take bath. So you just see people moving. Don't even ask, where are you going? You would be considered a fool. Are you a fool? Which planet are you from? Of course, we are going for bathing. So come on in, join us. So you just have to be with the, go with the flow, be with those aspiring bathers. And it is, you know, so crowded, you know, you just have to be part of the crowd, and then you don't have to ask for directions, or just be with them. Sometimes you don't even have to walk. You can't even touch your feet to the ground. People around you are lifting you in the middle. They are crushed. You are upheld 1 foot above the ground. Where is the ground? Where is the ground? Don't worry. Just be there. Just move on. And you will end up at the bathing ghat. So, I mean, taking care of yourself is also stay connected with the devotees. Association of devotee is part of taking care of yourself. If you are not doing that, you don't know how to take care of yourself. So you are going to be told also, take care this way, don't do this, do that. So that's the whole sadhu sang, sadhu sang, and sadhu shastras, acharyas, and the dialogue like this, communication, inquiry, and inspiration we get. And then we move on. Yeah. Even in Krishna consciousness, separation and enmity take place. You are just repeating purport. And due to the prominence of material propensities, yeah, so we have to work on minimizing. So what is the solution? We also pointed that out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu succeeded the tiger and deer getting together, embracing, kissing, dancing, loving, free from enmity, hatred. And that was Vrindavan's spirit in that forest of Jharkhand. So just see what process got applied there. And when those animals were not inimical towards each other. So we have to, that could work on animals. And so we were also animals, you know. We are a better version. We have evolved, but we still have those propensities, the tendencies there, sticking to our consciousness. So cleansing, cheto darpana marjanam, by chanting, by dancing, by Krishna prasad, by hearing, by darshan, by... So more we do, so not that as soon as you enter in the movement or temple or next day everyone is pure devotee. I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the spot he was able to purify I mean, these animals, he purified them. He elevated. They were acting like pure spirit souls. And, of course, every night, every evening, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled for 6 years, he was holding large gatherings would come and they would chant and dance with the Lord. And just one performance, one chanting and dancing and singing with Mahaprabhu was just sufficient. They were all becoming intoxicated by love of God. They were not even able to stand on their feet because they were in another world. They were collapsing. They were rolling on the ground and struggling to get back home or to their villages. They were getting lost because they lost all the external consciousness. They were elevated. They were in another world. Just by one time, one kirtan with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they had developed all the symptoms of pure love for the Lord. Well, that's Mahaprabhu's kirtan, and Mahaprabhu could do such things. Well, so that he could also do here for us. So we are making that progress. Someone is going faster, someone is going slower. Because someone is more conditioned. Each one of us have a different past. That's why each one of us have different future also. It's how much conditioned you are and how you are taking that name in, and there are many factors. See if there is still some of those propensities or enmity or hatred or the, yeah, well, we have to, where's the solution? Yeah, I mean, every time the solution is the same solution. Chant Hare Krishna is the solution. But then again, there's a difference between chanting and chanting. Everyone chanting is not the same. Everyone is not same. Each one is different. And everyone chanting is not same. It is also different. How much attentive chanting, 1% attention or 100% or 50% attention. When a group of devotees chanting, there's a from 1 degree to, 50 to 70 to, so how much attention, how much attentive? And why no attention? Because so many other, the purva vasanaya, this verse says, purva vasanaya, the previous, by fructifying results of the previous impious activities. So every day there's some seeds, time comes for fructification. So we have a stalk and some fruit fructifies in the morning, some in the afternoon, some at night, some today, some tomorrow, and like that. But Krishna says, well, jnanagni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. So when there is a fire of knowledge which Krishna is talking in Gita and Bhagavatam, that fire, sarva karmani bhasmasat, all the karmas, all the bijas, all the seeds. And we perform activity, but what we leave behind is impression in some form, a seed form. And in due course of time, that is supposed, expected to fructify. So before the fructification of certain seed takes place, burn it, as Lord's advice, expectation. The burn the seeds. Then you are liberated. If you do not burn those seeds, then those seeds are, in due course of time, they are going to fructify. And this dvandva is there also, two kinds of seeds, pious seeds, impious seeds, so some mundane happiness, mundane suffering. So before fructification takes, just burn the seeds. Let all the stock of seeds on fire. So that is what happens when we hear Rudyantastha hi abhadrani vidhunoti surit sadam, Bhagavatam says. The stock is there of the seeds in the heart, in our consciousness. So vidhunoti surit sadam by Shranvata Swakataha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtan. By hearing this message, Bhagavatam, of course, the hearing, chanting the holy name of the Lord, the cleansing takes place, the burning of these seeds, and you are free bird. You are then that enmity and this and that, all those, the lust, anger, greed, those enemies, they are killed. You are free. So each one, teach one also, each one of us have to work on individually, collectively, becoming free from those purva vasana, the previous influences, impressions of this life, previous lives. Okay, so we stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.